You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
The return of Paula Deen.
Really? Awesome. Where?
The New York Daily News claims that Paula Deen is getting a new show on RFD TV. That's the channel used to have the Joey and Rory TV show. It's called Positively Paula. She and friends will share recipes. I can't wait. I love Paula Deen.
I know. I always loved watching her show.
And she was great on TV. No one, they have tried, if you'll watch the Food Network, they've tried two or three people as sort of the next Paula Deen. And they're just not as good.
Yeah, you just can't replace a person. That's her personality. You just can't. We're not expendable. Not everybody can be replaced.
Margot Robbie tells Elle magazine that she wants to become a fire twirler. Well, I guess once you've been Tonya Harding, where do you go from there?
Yeah, you have no fear.
Quote, I recently bought fire twirling poles. Don't know where you get those. Because I really want to get good at it. When I was backpacking in the Philippines, there were heaps of fire twirlers on the beach, and it was so cool. I was like, wow, I really want to do that. Wonder if they were signaling, get me off the Philippines. And I did not know about this. Maybe you did. Meghan Markle and her future husband, Prince Harry, embarked on another official royal outing Thursday. Unfortunately, not everyone was pleased with the Duchess, or future Duchess, rather. They visited Cardiff, the capital city of Wales. In several photos and video clips of the appearance, Meghan can be seen bending down to talk to a young girl holding a pencil in her right hand and a notebook in her left. When the images and footage were made public, people immediately voiced their shock. Meghan had signed an autograph. Breaking one of the most well-known royal rules. So well-known, I'd never heard of it before. According to Vanity Fair, royals, including Kate Middleton, are not allowed to sign their name on anything for fans because of the risk of the signature being forged.
Okay, I get that.
Fortunately, it turns out that people were mistaken. Meghan didn't actually break the rule. Palace officials have responded to say that what she wrote wasn't technically an autograph. They say Meghan was actually just writing a brief note for the little girl
but
and
you
not
know what?
Signing her name.
I got news for him. She's been an actress for a while. I guarantee you her autograph's floating around out there somewhere. So, somebody's got it.
What's
they can forge it.
What's Kensington Palace going to do when she starts fire twirling?
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Matthew 5:9 reads, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Our former colleague here at the new 103.7, Officer Brian Stickley, had that posted on his Facebook page yesterday afternoon. It was the beginning of a post that told of York County Sheriff's Detective Mike Doty's passing. Doty was taken off life support and died Wednesday evening with family at his side at Carolina's Medical Center after being shot early Tuesday morning. Got to tell you, it's quite a sight. Did you see it? Yesterday, dozens of law enforcement officers and first responders lining the road as his body passed. As his body was driven across the South Carolina line, Charlotte Fire unfurled flags on the highways and saluted the passing motorcade. Charlotte Mecklenburg police officers escorting Doty home. Got me to thinking, there are certain professions that to me are not as much choices as callings. Now, I know I'm about to leave some out here. Believe me, it's unintentional. Doctors, teachers, clergy, soldiers, firefighters, and certainly police officers fall into this group. Their motivation is not money. It's not talent recognition. Rather, those that choose these lives are driven by an inner desire to help their fellow men and women. Their nobility, to me, is above reproach. Officer Doty's sacrifice in the line of duty will be honored and treated with the utmost respect, as it should. While we're on that subject, honor and respect should be paid to all who put on a uniform every day and thanklessly put their lives in between us and evil and danger. Tonight, when you turn out the light in your kids' rooms and lay your head on your pillow, take a moment to remember those like Mike Doty, those who left their home and family one day to keep you safe and never returned. I've learned the hard way in the last couple of years, and we all do as we get older. For some things, there are simply no words. I will try, though. I found this poem online last night and would like to share with you just the last little bit. They are at peace with the Lord up in heaven, and they would like us to be at peace, too. They know in their hearts how much we miss them, and they want you to know that they miss you. May you all find some solace in knowing that in God's eyes they did not die in vain. They gave their lives doing a job they believe in, and it hurts them to see you in pain. So as we pray for those loved ones we lost, they would like us to pray too for the brave men and women still out there, their brothers and sisters in blue. I'm told it's been 25 years since York County has mourned an officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty. Let us all pray it never happens again. And that's something you can hang your hat on.
More music.
More music. More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie.
My best friend is Ben Affleck.
Are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
The average woman has at least one of these in her purse right now. What is it?
That could be a lot. The average person, or excuse me, the average woman has at least one of these in her pocketbook right now. What are we talking about? For the final time this week, Hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hey, you got an answer yet?
Not yet.
No, the average woman has at least one of these in their purse right now. What is it?
A photograph.
A photograph. Does anybody carry physical pictures anymore, or are they just all on our phones now?
Pretty much on the phone.
I got mine in my wallet.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Don't lose them.
I have an answer to the question.
What do you think it is?
A phone.
That's a good answer.
It's a real good answer, but that's not it. You know, I would think the school picture business has really been hit hard.
But you know what? I still buy them every time. I can't let go.
Well, that's because we have grandparents. I still want them in a frame.
Well, I like that. Middle. I like that.
Yes. This is Vicki Robinson. I'm calling in about what we may have in the pocketbook.
Yeah, average woman has at least one of these in there right now. What is it?
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
Well, I tried.
Smartest person in the QC.
I'm here to answer the question.
The average woman has at least one of these in her purse right now. What is it?
A lipstick bottle.
That's a good guess.
Really good guess, but that's not it.
Have y'all have a winner yet?
No, what do you think?
The question was, most women have this in their pocketbook, right?
The average woman has at least one of these in there right now. What is it?
I would say a fingernail file.
Getting a lot of good answers.
Another tremendous guess. No, that's not it, though. It is cosmetics related. Yes?
Yes.
Hi, I want to guess the answer for the question.
Okay. The average woman has at least one of these in her purse right now.
I want to guess a coupon.
A coupon. Great guess.
I wanted to guess what all women have.
Well, most women have at least one of these in their pocketbook right now.
I say a mirror.
A mirror.
Very good. Thank you.
Also something that has been replaced by the cell phone. Do you have a mirror in your purse anymore? Every time I see you do it, you just do the camera on yourself, and that's the new mirror.
Yeah, no, I don't have enough room to carry all of these things that I used to carry around, and I'd be a hunchback if I did.
All right, so it's cosmetics related.
Mm-hmm. Can we tell what it's used on? What part of the face?
Okay, it is used on the face, mm-hmm. And it's not lipstick. That narrows the field.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the schnoz. I don't know any women have any tools for the schnoz.
You'd be surprised.
Smartest person in the QC?
All right, I've spent a lot of time on the road, and I've seen women use an eyeliner.
An eyeliner. You are on the right body part, though.
Oh, boy.
A compact.
No, not it.
Chapstick?
Answer.
Okay.
Blush or eyeshadow?
No. Not it.
I think an eyeliner pencil.
No. That's the right body part, though. The average woman has at least one eyelash curler in her pocketbook right now.
I've never had one of those in my purse.
Is that those things that look like scissors?
It looks like the contraption that's torture that you put on them and squeeze and it curls and.
Hell, you don't want that. That looks evil.
Whatever. I guess you're carrying it around. I don't know anybody who's carrying one, but.
Well, then you're not an average woman, are you?
I guess not.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is building the smarter energy future that everyone in the Carolinas deserves with energy that is affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
Carlos Chafardi and Paula Podesta were yesterday working as flight attendants aboard a Chilean airliner. And then I guess they're just pushing the beverage cart down the middle of the plane when lo and behold, oh my God, sitting in 5A, it's the Pope. Which, by the way, I think we buried the lead here. The Pope flying commercial?
Yeah, that's kind of surprising.
It really struck me as interesting. But anyway, the couple told the Pope, hey, do you have a few minutes? And I guess she said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, look, we had a civil service in 2010, but we were unable to get married in a church because of the earthquake that struck Chile. So then the Pope stood up. And I hope the fasten seatbelt light was turned off. But he stood up and performed a wedding ceremony right there on the plane.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that's one for the books.
Well, they still hadn't had a church wedding. I hope they're satisfied by the Pope at 50 to 30,000 feet.
I don't think you can get much better than that.
You reckon they took a selfie with the Pope on the plane?
I'm telling you, this one better stick, you know?
A man called the police in Goodyear, Arizona to say he was sitting on the toilet when his wife came in and shot at him. Officers arrived. The man said his wife had been yelling at him for 2 days and then took the shots at him. Now, when police asked for the wife's side of the story, she said, I shot 2 bullets at the wall above his head to make him listen to me. She added that her husband would have to be 10 feet tall to be hit by the bullets. Police, however, estimated that the shots went about 7 inches.
A little closer than 10 feet.
Above the man's head where he was sitting, the wife was arrested.
Shocking. She lied. That almost never happens.
Look, I just love any story involving men and women where for once the woman overestimated the numbers.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie. The new 103.7.